Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
Willie Nelson's version of America the Beautiful is just one of many styles in which the song has been sung, and author Lynn Schur seems to appreciate them all.
This is the song that has always given me goosebumps. I think it is the quintessentially optimistic vision of America. It's hopeful, it's peaceful, and it just feels great to sing.
America, America, God shed His grace on me.
Schur notes that in each of the song's four verses, Catherine Lee Bates includes something significant about America to celebrate, something to pray for, and some challenge to overcome. In the poem's familiar first verse, part of which is sung here by Eartha Kitt, Bates prays the beauty of the land and its bounty.
The purple mountains,
Schur likes to quote the prayer in the second verse, which says, America, America, God mend thy every flaw.
Imagine understanding that America has some flaws and that we are, after all, still a work in progress. It's a song of pure patriotism, but it's not blind patriotism. She knew we had a ways to go, which of course we still do, and yet she still understood that you could know that and still be patriotic. It's important to understand that we are very complex human beings and it's a complex country. We're not perfect, but we still love it.
That's folk singer and left-leaning social activist Pete Seeger whistling the introduction to his version of America the Beautiful.
Pete Seeger understands and understood about patriotism in a way that a lot of Americans didn't have to. He got into trouble with the law because of some of his beliefs. The very fact that he also sings it indicates that, bottom line, he loves America.
Schur contrasts the meaning of America the Beautiful with the Star Spangled Banner, a song which also happens to be much harder to sing.
Our actual national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, was written by a man, Francis Scott Key, who saw a battle, and he was writing about a war, the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air. This one, on the other hand, is peaceful. It's about a land and a country, not about a flag and a war. And it's about a people who are on the edge of greatness, about to be great.
Still, the words to America the Beautiful abound in heroism, as we hear in Ray Charles' iconic rendition of the song, which he began with the third verse.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Self, our country loved, and mercy more than life.
Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. I think those words are astounding. So did he, obviously. And I must say they resonate more than ever after 9/11. How can you hear the words, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life, and not think of all the rescue workers who went into the building when everybody else was coming out? It's an amazing thought in that verse, and he does it just beautifully.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America, sweet America.
The Ray Charles version is just so exuberant. It's this kind of bluesy take, which of course is pure Ray Charles, very democratic, very American, and that exactly represents Catherine Lee Bates' point of view. And yet he's utterly respectful of the song. This is a poem, and therefore a song, for the common person. This is not an elitist song. This is not for the soldier. This is not for the president only. This is for everybody.
Scherr says America the Beautiful is not so much an alternative national anthem as simply a song of joy. Lynn Scherr is author of America the Beautiful, the stirring true story of our nation's favorite song. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Yes, he did. Any brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.